I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this episode, we celebrate 2024 Holy Cross Varsity Club Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, Tony Froyo. Tony is a 1986 grad who played third base for Holy Cross baseball from 1983 to 1986. Tony began serving on the varsity club's board of directors in the fall of 1986. He wasted no time after graduating and served multiple roles over the last three decades. What an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's been so instrumental in supporting. Tony, congratulations again, and welcome to Seder Stories.
Thank you very much, Kevin. What an absolute honor and culmination of my entire career, having the honor of being inducted, first of all, nominated and then inducted into my beloved Varsity Club Hall of Fame is truly a dream come true for me.
So you've been very involved over the last three decades. How did they keep this a secret from you and spring the big information about your induction?
Well, crediting my fellow members of the nominating and selection committee, it was something that, again, with the information and the process of nominating any student athlete for recognition in a Hall of Fame, there's a process, right? So that process has to take to our secretary, Attorney Jim Maloney, who's just been the historian and, frankly, the heart and soul of the Varsity Club for so many decades. In fact, his son Patrick was the one who nominated me. And that did come to my attention, of course, during the election process when we got to the honorary candidates, which is a very high standard. It has to be a unanimous vote for anybody in the honorary category. I'd have to recuse myself, obviously, from that portion of the meeting, but just a true honor, a feeling that is just true, utter, incredible feeling. That I won't ever forget.
Holy Cross has been a cornerstone of your life, dating back to the days growing up in Worcester. What is it about this college and this Crusader athletic department that's kept you so involved and invested over the last 30, 40 years?
Kevin, it's mission, right? It's culture, believing in the true student athlete experience, right? To me, my experience at Holy Name Central Catholic High School, and then moving and being fortunate enough to be accepted at Holy Cross, was just a continuation of that same tradition. You know, highest and excellence academically on a rigorous academic schedule, but also being able to participate in athletics at the highest level, to me was just the best of any opportunity. I remember speaking to my mom and dad, immigrants from Calabria, Italy, suggesting that, I did receive a scholarship offer to go to Harvard to play baseball because I was pretty strong academically in high school and seemed to play baseball pretty well, they thought, and offered me a scholarship there. And I forgoed that to go to Holy Cross, which was my dream growing up as a small elementary kid in Worcester, going to the Holy Cross football games or the Holy Cross basketball games. I idolized Holy Cross. I idolized those players. I idolized the likes of Ron Perry Sr., Ron Perry Jr. Following in their footsteps as a Worcester kid, to me, was the opportunity of a lifetime. And I can't thank God enough for providing that opportunity.
And now you've joined those Crusader legends in the Hall of Fame. Ron Perry Sr., from the 1952 College World Series champions, Ronnie Perry, the Holy Cross hit king, and another fellow baseball player in your induction class, Paul Pearl. What does it mean to share the likes of a Hall of Fame induction with a guy like Coach Pearl?
Well, the epitome of integrity, the epitome of hard work, and a great representative of what it means to be a Holy Cross Crusader athlete is Paul Pearl. I was a senior when Paul was a freshman, watching him play hockey, and I watched him firsthand because my work study job at Holy Cross was running the Zamboni in the ice rink for Toby Plaza at the time. So I got to really know the hockey players through and through, and Paul was certainly one of those great players that we were fortunate enough to have on the baseball field with us. So dream come true is to put it lightly. It's in some respects hard for me to equate myself at that level with top-notch student athletes like Ron Perry Jr., Paul Pearl, and the likes of the caliber players that we've had. Brian Real was another one of those players on the basketball court that came down to the baseball field and made us all better players and a better team.
Since you've been so involved in planning and coordinating many of these induction ceremonies as a varsity club board member, what's it like to be on the receiving end for a change? What did you enjoy most about the induction weekend?
Well, Kevin, just feeling that individual feeling of inclusion, right? That feeling of accomplishment and being recognized in this fashion. As I said during my remarks at the Hall of Fame dinner, boy, it's so much harder to be behind the podium than in front of the podium running the program and making sure that people getting where they're supposed to be and running the program as efficiently as we can. It's been a labor of love for me. I'll never forget, Kevin, it was, I believe, April of 1986, just a couple of weeks before final classes and final exams and then commencement less than a month later. Running through the Hogan Center and being intercepted by Jim Maloney, the longtime secretary of the Holy Cross Varsity Club, who knew that I was an athlete, a student athlete, and a Worcester kid, stopped me and said, "We'd like to include you. We'd like to invite you to be a member of the Varsity Club." I've been fortunate enough to be not only a director since 1986, but an officer, being a vice president, a president-elect, a president of the club, and then having the opportunity to be only the third treasurer in the 70 plus years of the varsity club has just been an opportunity of a lifetime. I've gotten to meet so many great student athletes, great representatives of Holy Cross, great coaches, great trainers, great administrators, working with athletic directors that I've had the opportunity to work with over the last 30 years. Is really an opportunity to get closer to the college, closer to its mission, give back in the little way that I can, and honestly, perpetuating the core fundamental aspect of the Holy Cross Varsity Club, and that's its Hall of Fame. I remember the founder of the Varsity Club teaching me early on, Phil O'Connell was his name, and Phil told me about how the Varsity Club was created. Why the Varsity Club was created, the people that created the Holy Cross Varsity Club with Phil, and how important an institution that it has been and will continue to be. Frankly, Kevin, being entrusted with the obligation to maintain the Varsity Club's independence, its role, especially its role to support student athletes at Holy Cross, of all levels in all and each and every one of our sports, but to continue to perpetuate and to maintain the institution that is the Varsity Club Hall of Fame is near and dear to me.
An incredible journey with the Varsity Club that continues to this day. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll take a closer look at Tony's impact on Holy Cross athletics right here on Seder Stories.
We are UMass Memorial Health, and innovation is something that defines us, that drives us to discover new ways to provide answers and hope, to provide opportunity and access and equity for everyone, to redefine what medicine can do and how it can heal relentlessly.
Yeah.
Glad we got Jersey Mike's for the game.
Wait, does our mascot look like Danny DeVito to you?
Yeah, it does.
That doesn't matter. This is a commercial for Jersey Mike's, where the subs matter most. Freshly sliced right in front of you. That's what they're all about.
You on the cheer squad?
And upsie daisy. Yeah!
Ooh.
Oh, don't worry about me. Focus on the subs.
Where the subs matter most. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
Show your support for Holy Cross across all ticketed sports with Flex vouchers. Get 10 tickets to use across men's and women's basketball, plus men's ice hockey home events for just $85. You can purchase your Flex vouchers now at GoHolyCross.com/tickets. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, presented by UMass Memorial Health. I'm joined by Tony Froyo, 2024 Holy Cross Varsity Club Athletic Hall of Fame inductee. Tony, you grew up right down the street here in Worcester. When did you know Holy Cross would be the best college for you?
Well, Kevin, it goes a long, goes back an awful long ways. I remember being a fifth grader, being on one of those yellow school buses from Rice Square Elementary School on Massasoit Road in Worcester, and having the opportunity to experience my first Holy Cross football game at Fitton Field. I remember watching the football game intently, being amazed at the number of people, the level of competition, but honestly, my eyes were more looking to the left and at the baseball field. Mm-hmm. My passion has always been baseball as a young kid, always aspiring to be a baseball player in my future. Somehow had the opportunity to play in elementary school and middle school, high school. My dream was always to play at a higher level. My dream was Holy Cross from that fifth grade level, I would say. Certainly that passion increased when I was at Holy Name Central Catholic High School. Frankly, being advised by great advisors, great teachers at Holy Cross, at Holy Name, I should say, who thought that Holy Cross would be a great fit for me because academically I was pretty strong, athletically I was pretty strong. What better opportunity than to have the Division I experience in baseball, having the best education money can buy right in my home city of Worcester. That decision was pretty easy for me.
Jack Whalen was your head coach. He led Holy Cross baseball for 27 years. How did he best impact your life at Holy Cross?
Great mentor, great coach, that I'll always fondly remember and so much more appreciate now, Kevin, the lessons that we learned from Coach Whalen. I had the great privilege of being a starter at third base as a freshman. I played as a starter my entire 4 years at Holy Cross. The program is a whole lot different now. There's many more games, a longer season, if you will. No winter trips in those days, but the opportunity to learn what it meant to represent Holy Cross, to wear that uniform, that was Coach Whalen. Lessons that I will never, ever forget, Kevin. And as life has its way of coming back and Holy Cross coming back to me, incredibly, just a little bit more than 2.5 years ago, my daughter married Coach Whalen's oldest grandson.
Really?
Which is just truly amazing and full circle. Boy, I miss seeing Coach Whalen. I miss seeing and talking with him. He had a story, each time I saw him, but always would encourage me, even after graduating from Holy Cross, to stay involved with the college, stay involved with the people that we made such great history with and relationships. And remember, as he said, always to give back to Holy Cross and, of course, his beloved baseball program. That's a lesson I continue to live with today.
That's a great connection. And during your career, all those years you started at third base, you helped lead the program from a 6-22 season to a MAC championship and the ECAC tournament in your final season as a senior. How did you and your classmates really help reestablish a winning tradition?
Well, Kevin, I think with the talent that we had, the belief that we had, especially in 1986, my senior year, the captains and I, there were four of us, really thought this is our last opportunity. Let's go at it. Let's give it all we had. People, we just produced. People stepped up. That's what Coach Whalen asked us to do. That's what Coach Morano, our assistant coach, the great Holy Cross shortstop that he was, really giving it everything we had and not making excuses, Kevin, for the weather or the inability to have a Southern trip. Working out in that field house at 6 a.m. every morning in February and in March and going down Our first game, and not having an opportunity to even wear spikes before that first game down in Philadelphia or down in New Jersey. Not making excuses anymore. Stepping up, doing your job, as the saying goes. That was the motto of the team in 1986. This is our opportunity. Let's go out and make it the best that we could. And we certainly did. I remember certainly going up against the University of Maine. Billy Swift, the great pitcher that he was, and competing against them, competing against Fordham and the great teams that they had. Pete Harnish, the Major League Baseball pitcher that he became, and competing against them, competing against our arch rivals, Boston College, and then taking care of business in our league. That was the hallmark of that season, Kevin. I'm so proud of it and remember it so fondly. And I can tell you, so many of my teammates came out on November 16th for the Hall of Fame dinner, which was truly, truly a blessing for me. It was just a wonderful opportunity and a reunion, not just of players and decades that the Hall of Fame dinner really is, because it's a reunion of Holy Cross athletes from various decades. This for me was even more special to have my teammates and classmates present for the dinner. Is something I won't soon forget.
That's always my favorite part of the induction, is sharing with family and friends just how special this community is. And looking back from those lessons in baseball, how did your experience in the classroom at Holy Cross really launch you to Suffolk Law School and then begin practicing law at Robbins and Kaplan, where you've been since 1994? How did Holy Cross really best prepare you for a career outside of sports?
Yeah, well, you know, Kevin, that liberal arts experience, right? The well-rounded individual with various disciplines. I remember very, very vividly and fondly my advisor, Professor James Powers in the history department, who took a great interest in me, Kevin, went out of his way. I remember first semester of my sophomore year. He said, you had a pretty good freshman year. You have an opportunity if you position yourself right. And if you're willing to work even harder than you thought you worked your freshman year to be Phi Beta Kappa here at Holy Cross. Are you willing to take that step? Are you willing to take that risk? And I said, yes, I am. And it was pretty rigorous, Kevin. But, Holy Cross, from your advisor to your professors, challenged you. They went out of their way to make sure office hours were exercised in person and that there was a plan going forward. But for Professor Powers, I never, ever thought I would be, the student to be able to accomplish Phi Beta Kappa requirements, which I did, and I'm happy about that. Phi Alpha Theta, a History Honor Society as well. I had the greatest of well-rounded experiences and training at Holy Cross, which I think set me up absolutely beautifully for a career in the law. I'm a trial lawyer today. I've been at the law firm here at Robbins Kaplan for over 30 years now. I've been the managing partner in the Boston office for 20 years, Kevin, and this past March, incredibly, my partners nationally elected me as the chairman of the national law firm and managing partner of the entire national law firm. Again, I don't think I'm anywhere near that or qualify for those type of positions administratively in the practice of law without my training and experience at Holy Cross. It's the entire the truth and credit goes to my experience at Holy Cross, how I was trained, how you treat people, how you respect people, how you give of yourself for people, not just sometime, but all of the time. Those are the lessons I learned at Holy Cross academically, but putting that academic experience together with the athletic experience to me is second to none. It's what I constantly preach to my kids. I've constantly preached it to young student athletes coming through and thinking about Holy Cross and why it made all the difference in the world for me.
Let's take one last break. When we return, Tony takes us inside the varsity club right here on Sader Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Many financial advisors are commission-based advisors that work for a bank. At Carr Financial, we work for you. Our primary focus is helping our clients achieve their goals. You worked hard in your career. You've earned your retirement. Now let us show you how to make the most out of what you have. We're here to answer your investment, retirement, income tax, and estate planning questions. Through every stage of life, we're here for you. Call us at Carr Financial Group today.
It's the season of giving, and you can make an impact on the success of Holy Cross student athletes this holiday season. Consider making your gift to the Crusader Athletic Fund at goholycross.com/CAF. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, presented by UMass Memorial Health. On this episode, we're celebrating 2024 Holy Cross Varsity Club Athletic Hall of Fame inductee Tony Froyo from the class of 1986. Tony, you began serving on the Varsity Club's board of directors right after graduation, fall of 1986. What inspired you to get involved right away?
Well, Jim Maloney is the answer to that question. Kevin, I fondly remember, as I said earlier, you know, running through the Hogan Campus Center one late afternoon and having Jim Maloney intercept me and say, "You're Tony Froyo, the baseball player, right?" "Yes, I am." "Hi, I'm Jim Maloney, treasurer, I'm sorry, then secretary of the Holy Cross Varsity Club. We'd love to have you join the board of directors. Here's my number. Give me a call." Kevin, I honestly didn't know much about the Holy Cross Varsity Club when that impromptu meeting with Jim Maloney that one afternoon at the Hogan Campus Center. But when I learned what the Varsity Club meant, what its mission was, what it did for the student athletes for decades and decades before 1986, and what it meant for the student athlete experience at Holy Cross, and ultimately what I learned about its Hall of Fame, I jumped at the opportunity to get involved with the Holy Cross Varsity Club. And remember, to this day, my first meeting, it was in the Dynan Library, in one of the rooms in the library, being introduced to longtime treasurer and founder Phil O'Connell, seeing the number of people, the student athletes, and what they had accomplished in their careers. It was an incredible opportunity to join a group of elite Crusaders. I thought to myself, "Oh my God, do I deserve to be here?" Another opportunity of a lifetime. And that's what Holy Cross has always been for me, opportunity after opportunity. And I seized on that one as well. And I'm so grateful that I did.
You served as chair of the Hall of Fame dinner since the late 90s. You also served as president from 96 to 97. How do you feel, Tony, that you've left your individual mark on the Varsity Club?
Well, perpetuating its diversity, Kevin, of the group, diversifying the membership of the club. We've had to make a lot of changes to the Varsity Club from a communication perspective. One of my main missions has been to diversify the leadership, the officers of the Varsity Club. And I think that's pretty evident in what the club has been able to do in its leadership to date, with women, with students of color that and alumni of color that we've brought to our team. Making sure, Kevin, that with each and every class of Hall of Fame inductees, that people feel free to nominate anybody they wish to nominate. That when we sit down as an election committee, we're honestly looking at the different eras attendant to that selection process. Being fair, that nominees from the 30s and 40s and 50s are going to be different from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, and the different eras, the different leagues, the different requirements. I've been privileged to be part of that process. But my main mission, and I'll never forget Phil O'Connell's words, of making sure to protect the independence, the integrity of the Holy Cross Varsity Club, to ensure its inclusion, its fairness, and making sure to perpetuate an incredible tradition. When you look at Our Hall of Fame, the likes of Bob Cousy and Tom Heinsohn, Lou Sokolexis, the Perrys, the Palazzis of the world, right down the line to incredible student athletes who made history, our honorary candidates, you know, from administrators, from our sports writers, our trainers, our coaches. It's just an amazing group of people that you look at the list of Hall of Famers, and I welcome anybody listening in today. When you're in the Hart Center at the Luth Athletic Complex, look at that Varsity Club Hall of Fame board in the main hallway of the Hart Center. Look at the names, look at the decades. Kevin, that's all I have to think about and look at every day to make sure I'm giving my all to perpetuating the mission of the Varsity Club.
And it's been a mission accomplished, Tony. For those listening in, how can they show their support and get involved with the Varsity Club themselves?
Well, if you're a student, a graduated student athlete from Holy Cross, you're automatically a member of the Varsity Club. Look at our website. Get in touch with me. We'll make sure that you're on the active membership list. Dues are a simple $25 for those of us graduated more than 3 years, and just $10 for those graduated less than 3 years. It's remained at those numbers for a reason. We want to include as many of our student athlete alumni as we can. Nominate people and student athletes for our Hall of Fame. Look at our website. Look at our nomination form. Get involved. And you're always welcome to attend the meetings of the Varsity Club, which are in Hogan. We have three meetings a year. You can find them on our website. We welcome anybody, whether you're active or inactive, whether you've ever been a member of the Varsity Club or not, you're welcome to our meetings. We also have Zoom links now available to us. Make yourself known to the Varsity Club. Get involved. We'd love to have you.
Tony, on behalf of everyone, thank you again for all that you do with the Varsity Club. Congratulations on reaching the Hall of Fame. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll look forward to seeing you on campus again soon.
Kevin, thank you. Thank you very much to Crusader Nation. It's an honor and privilege of my life to be a Hall of Famer. It's not something I will ever, ever forget. Thank you.
Absolutely. And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories, celebrating more Holy Cross Hall of Fame inductees. Until then, we ask that you tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories. It's available anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. If you love hearing these stories from Crusaders, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go.